Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. One April. We made it. One April. It is Wednesday, 2015. Thank you so much for joining Gary Franchi and I in the studio today. Gary, welcome to the Power Hour today.
Hey, Joyce. It's great to be back.
Thank you so much. And lots of news for our people. And I say our people because the average person out there doesn't know much of what we're going to be talking about, I'm sure, today, Gary. And part of that, a lot of that, huge part of that is going to be about the crash, the Germanwings crash, and then 9/11. Because we're going to have, joining us, Rebecca Roth today. And I'll tell you right off the bat, and I think, Gary, you'll probably agree with me, it's going to be shocking. What do you think?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. We got some information last night, and what Rebecca has to say is worth staying on board for at 8 a.m. Central Time, I guarantee you. And then we're going to be joined by Oregon Trail Foods, Mike from Oregon Trail Foods, for a few minutes to talk about the new larger bags of vegan burgers, which I know you guys love because we sell so many of them. And then we're going to be joined by Richard Gage. We cannot forget 9/11. And Gary, what's biggest on your plate today?
You know, there's so much happening in the news right now. I want to talk about gold. There's a new peak gold story that's happening, that the world could actually run out of mineable gold in 20 years. And this is, of course, coming from Goldman Sachs. They're stating that the combination of very low concentrations of metals in the Earth's crust there's not enough gold for everybody. So this is also an opportunity for us to make sure that our listeners are prepared. They have their own gold, powerhourgold.com, a strategy
yes.
right there. We want to push that hard, get everyone on board with that. Gold right now, Joyce, is at $1,181.90. So it's below 1,200. It's a perfect opportunity for people to get gold. Silver is at 1,651. Bitcoin at 242, and oil is at 47.29. So there's not going to be enough gold in 20 years. Get it while it's hot. And so that's
yep.
top news right now.
Okay. And I would say 20 years, people say, that's a long time. I got plenty of time. Who knows? You know, how many times have we been told, in 20 years, they will have a drug that will do whatever, and then next week they have it? Or, you know, sometimes they're not quite all that accurate in the way they tell us things. And by the way, I'm going to tell you which four SSRI drugs are allowed for pilots to take. And did you know that if you take more than one at a time, you must report? Uh-huh. Right. So that is a real concern, that they're allowed to take SSRI drugs. And sort of the motto for today, ladies and gentlemen, is a lie requires another lie to support it. And that kind of pretty well explains Hillary Clinton, the IRS scandal, 9/11, you name it. You could pretty much cover all the news based on a lie requires another lie to support it. And then, unfortunately, I have some bad news. We have lost one of our guests, ladies and gentlemen, a very valued member of the Power Hour team of guests. I'll tell you a little bit later. And it's pretty sad when we lose these people. And, you know, they've gone on to the next life, the next world, the next whatever. And we are sad to miss them from here, but that happens to everyone. So we've got lots of news today and guests that I think are going to be impressive for you. So please stay tuned, especially in the 8 o'clock hour. Rebecca Roth, or the second hour of the Power Hour, Rebecca Roth has some, I would say, disturbing news if you buy the proverbial line that the guy drove it into the ground. If you believe that, this may challenge your thoughts just a little bit. And thanks to Captain David Bertram, who sent me a letter. 13,000 hours of flying time he has as a commercial pilot. really opens up some interesting areas. We got a lot to examine today. Gary Franchi joins me. We'll be back after this 3-minute break. This is Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like your green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
As the new world order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared, and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you for joining us on this beautiful April 1st. It's going to be like 78 degrees here. Oh my gosh. Awesome weather, and we're so grateful for it. Thank you very much for joining us. Caring about your world, Gary Franchi is joining me today, and we're going to start off with world news. Allegedly, the nuclear deal with Iran has been reached on key aspects, on all of the key aspects, we're told. But then they're dragging it out and making it sound like, well, maybe, maybe not on television. They're saying that Iran and six major world powers, according to RT, have managed to reach a preliminary agreement on all key aspects of a deal over Tehran's controversial nuclear program. Russia's foreign minister announced that, adding that the sides have begun drafting the text. We can quite certainly say that on all the key aspects in the final settlement of this problem, the ministers have reached principal consent that will be, hopefully in the next few hours, maybe a day, put on paper, so they say. And the top UK ministers brand Netanyahu a war criminal, Can you believe that? As Palestine joins the ICC. It has happened, ladies and gentlemen. According to Sputnik News, senior British Member of Parliament Sir Bob Russell has branded Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu a war criminal on the day that Palestine finally accedes to the International Criminal Court, paving the way for war crimes trials. Now, you did not hear this on CNN or Fox or any of the networks, not being covered. Israel, this is a quote, cannot go on behaving in the way that it has the last 20 to 30 years. The current leader of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, is a war criminal. Any way you look at it, he is a war criminal. He said the Palestinians were the most oppressed people in the world since their country has given away with the approval of, since that country was given away with the approval of the UK. So major, major news that you're not hearing. Benjamin Netanyahu, a war criminal. Now that's only by one of the MPs from the UK, but let's see if that goes any further. And U.S. lifts the Egypt's armband, sending $1.3 billion in weapons. You know, I just want to add editorially that I was up early this morning, and you see those infomercials of the crying children that have no food, and they have some celebrity that comes on and says, for only $19.95, you can save this child's life. You know, I was thinking about how many 1995s go into $500 million that was lost recently in Yemen. That's right, unaccounted for, three aircraft, 160 tanks, you name it, rounds of ammunition, all lost, oh well, gone. Listeners, if the U.S. government wanted to save starving children, they could do it. But they don't choose to. They choose to put these sorry stories out there, pathetic stories, make you cry and give your money to wounded warriors, which I would never donate to. I have never seen one veteran even get a letter back from them. And yet that's what happens. So $500 million lost, as we covered, in Yemen. And now the U.S. sends $1.3 billion in weapons to Egypt. Now, that's not for starving children in Egypt, you understand. That's for more weapons to kill more innocent people and probably abandon those children and make them homeless and without parents. President Obama lifted the arms embargo on Egypt, authorizing the deliveries of U.S. weapons valued at over $1.3 billion. That's a year, ladies and gentlemen. Egyptian forces have now been fighting Islamic militants in Yemen and Libya. Really? We know that story. And among the weapon systems released are 12 F-16 aircraft, 20 Harpoon anti-ship missiles, and 125 upgrade kits for U.S.-made M1A1 Abrams tanks in Egyptian service. Therefore, no feeding of starving children. That's not the job of this country. It is to kill more innocent people. What you got for us, Gary?
Well, Joyce, I'm looking over here domestically right now. You know, when I used to go out and I'd hit the streets and I'd go to the universities and I would pass out DVDs and flyers and I would say, you know, we need to talk about 9/11 truth. We need to have an open discussion. We need to be able to ask questions. Well, now a university in California Polytechnic State is requiring students to get this apply for free speech permits. So whoa. Now you will not be able to just go out into the quad with your flyer and share information with people without having to go through a board to approve what you are going to say. So when you have controversial topics like 9/11 or the ongoing war on terror or the reduction of privacy or NSA wiretapping or any of these issues that are so important to us as Americans, now if you're going to California Polytechnic State, you have to go through a free speech permitting process. It's unbelievable.
It is. And badges can be issued from 8 to 5 on weekdays. I mean, this is so amazingly squashing to First Amendment. I can't even conceive that this would be happening in this country. Permission to talk about something. Ladies and gentlemen, if the red lights are not going off right now, and the BS detectors, I mean really, ladies and gentlemen, what have we allowed to happen in our colleges? Unbelievable, Gary.
Yeah, free speech zones on our college campuses. You know, I remember when we would hit the streets, too. We'd go to Chicago or whatever, and they would have free speech zones set up for G20 or G8 whenever they would show up. And the police would surround us, and, you know, it was terrifying. But it just blows my mind that a place of higher learning where you're supposed to ask questions, where you're supposed to build each other up with investigations and research, now is a free speech zone.
I don't want to believe that is happening, but we know what happens at one college spreads to others. Sierra Leone Ebola lockdown exposes hundreds of suspected cases. 3-day lockdown in Sierra Leone has exposed all these people. Ladies and gentlemen, if they don't get this thing ginned up and started, I don't know what's going to happen. I mean, it seems like they're doing everything they can to spread Ebola, and I would remind you, we haven't heard about those 11 people admitted here in the United States. The United States is going to commit $504 million, since we have so much money, right, now for Syrian aid, leads pledges at the A1 International Conference. I cannot believe that we don't have any money, but we can afford to give it away to everybody, pledging $507 million at this donor conference in Syria, $8.4 billion. The United Nations issued an appeal for $8.4 billion, the organization's largest appeal yet for war-ravaged country. We have, Gary, we're giving away billions and billions and billions and billions. And, of course, we know that money goes into illegal arms sales and to overthrowing and insurrections and destabilization of these countries. And we're just like, well, we got all the money in the world to do it. Where does it come from?
Joyce, April 15th is coming up, and if you are going to be filing your taxes this year and you have a question of the IRS, guess what? They are not answering the phone over there. They are not answering the phone. Your taxpayer dollars at work. And, of course, it's going overseas.
And why are they not answering the phones? I mean, they just, like, close down or what?
Well, they say it's a budget issue. They don't have enough people to answer the phones.
I bet they have enough money to come and pull you out of your house and subject your children to torture, though. I bet they have money for that.
Oh, of course.
A Benghazi panel now has summoned Clinton. Oh, don't get your hopes up, ladies and gentlemen. A House panel Tuesday formally requested Hillary Clinton to testify about the private server and email account she used while serving as Secretary of State. Representative Trey Gowdy, chairman of the Select Committee on Benghazi, sent a request to Clinton's personal attorney, David Kendall, requesting that Clinton appear before the committee no later than May 1st, after all the emails have been destroyed, for a transcribed interview about the server and email. The request comes after Kendall told Gowdy that the server had been wiped clean and that it would be impossible to recover the 30,000 emails deleted last year. Really? I thought the IRS pulled that story, and then they found out that emails were never deleted, but I guess for Hillary Clinton, they are. I mean, this story is just so nauseating. Let me remind you, have you ever seen anything come about from a House panel or a Senate committee or a House committee or an investigative hearing? No. A slap on the wrist, maybe, but it's usually a chance for them to posture their position and for Hillary to get new support for her election. But I guess, you know, I've heard, Gary, that the people that are supporting Hillary Clinton now for president are the Republicans, because I can see why, because she is not going anywhere. I think she is done. Put a fork in her, she is done. And major coup for AE 9/11 Truth, American Institute of Architects. Woo, they got a lot of news to share with us coming up in the third hour at 9:30 Central Time. We're going to have Richard Gage joining us to tell us the big news coming from AE 9/11 Truth. It's still on the boards. And Gary, go ahead.
Well, Joyce, you know Amazon, right? The huge, huge online retailer. Well, they have a new program in place, and guess where they had to go to execute it, Joyce? They had to go to Canada. They had to go to Canada, 2,000 feet across the border, because the FAA did not want them to test these new, quote, delivery drones. So let's put this in perspective.
Now, wait a minute. I can't imagine anybody that would want drones in an area, in an airspace. Why would Canada do that? When we come back from this four-minute break, why, Canada, what are you thinking? U.S. says it's too dangerous. Canada says, hey, come on, we'll help you out. We'll be back after this four-minute break. This is Joyce Riley and
Gary Franchi.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back after the four-minute break.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells. But as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Is your whole health constantly challenged? Would you like to age less? Then consider taking Ageless Chocolate and Life Support from NutraMedical.com. Ageless Chocolate is a clinically validated, all-natural, fructose-free formula comprised of ingredients that promote overall gastrointestinal health and optimize the body's ability to detoxify harmful substances. In short, it will make you age less. Take Ageless Chocolate together with Life Support from Dr. Bill Deagle's NutraMedical.com. Life Support contains metabolically activated nutrients and detoxification cofactors that support stem cell rejuvenation, metabolism, gastrointestinal health, and anti-inflammatory pathways. Learn more and order Ageless and Life Support online at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or go to NutraMedical.com, spelled N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. NutraMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. This is the News Hour, ladies and gentlemen, or as we like to call it, the news that CNN seems to lose, and every other network, it seems like. We're talking with Gary Franchi today on the news, and it appears that Amazon, they want to use drones. They weren't kidding when they came out with that story. Of course, when they did the story, Gary, you remember they said, well, in 5 years or 5 to 10 years, they might use drones to deliver their packages. Well, guess what? How many months later? And what did Canada, why would Canada agree to this?
You know, first of all, the FAA is the problem here. You know, I'm for private and private ways to use drone technology. You know, as a filmmaker, I think drone aerial photography is amazing. Private application is amazing. When it's turned against the people, when the police use it and the military use it, that's when we have a serious problem. So Amazon went to Canada because the FAA is stifling their innovation. Now, if we had the FAA when the Wright brothers were building their first plane, they would have never gotten off the ground, Joyce.
Well, that's true. That's true. So Canada's going to acquiesce and let them do this regardless of the danger in the airspace?
Apparently so. They're only doing it on a small plot of land, and they're testing out the technology. We'll see if it ever really takes off, and, you know, no pun intended.
Interesting. Citizens, growing protest against Border Patrol checkpoints inside the U.S. About darn time. Some Americans are refusing to answer questions at Border Patrol checkpoints set up many miles away from the U.S. borders, believing the questions posed by Border Patrol agents are unacceptable for law-abiding citizens. Many of these protesters also are using their dashboard cameras to record their encounters with agents, some of whom have resorted to breaking windows, dragging motorists from their vehicles, and detaining them, according to the Houston Chronicle. When are we going to say no? I don't know. It's about darn time.
What happened to the fact, when these guys are there at these checkpoints, how come they just don't respect the law? Why, they're standing there in their uniforms. They're going to American citizens. They're American citizens as well. Why do they treat their own people like this?
I don't know. Have you seen the latest of a New York cop who is an FBI counterterrorism agent? They had originally said he was NYPD, but he was really an FBI counterterrorism undercover guy who stopped an Uber driver and just railed this guy because the Uber driver, excuse me, pointed to the guy that he should have signaled, and I'm talking about the FBI guy, that he should have signaled. Well, the police officer or the FBI guy or whatever he was comes over to the Uber driver and just reads him the riot act. And he was a foreigner, and he said, how long have you been in this country? And he said, 2 years. He says, well, I'm going to tell you. And he just rails at this guy with people in the back seat that he was taking to, on an Uber drive. Well, this thing was so horrible. They're playing it on Fox. They're playing it on CNN. And they're saying, you know, how can this possibly happen? Well, it goes on everywhere because these people are so aggressive that are law enforcement. They are almost like made to be this aggressive. And then when they start out and they treat people like this, you know, once in a while someone will ask the question, but most of all, most people just have to endure it, and that is what is so incredibly sad. And moving on to other things, how many of you have noticed, if you watch television, Harry Reid has been wearing glasses, dark glasses. He has, you know, boo-boos all over his face. He looks horrible. And they said it was an exercise accident at home. Well, guess what, ladies and gentlemen? It doesn't add up. And there's been a lot of people saying that. And a Breitbart News investigation of the home exercise accident story told by Senator Harry Reid has uncovered facts which appear to discredit his version of events surrounding the New York Day, the New Year's Day incident that left him with gruesome injuries to his eye, face, and ribs. And by the way, he has now decided he is going to leave the Senate. All of a sudden, he just had this religious experience, this, I guess, Mormon religious experience, and said he is not going to be doing that anymore. Now, a lot of people have been asking the question, what happened and why did he end up so beat up? A lot of people saying that somebody taught him a lesson. I don't know, but
I know what happened.
What happened?
He was at an inland border checkpoint.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, that might be it. Yeah. Good point. Good point. Anyway, sources familiar said Reed was exercising in his bathroom with his exercise band attached to the shower door. Resistance bands, if anybody's ever used one, are you kidding me? And the resistance band broke on the shower door. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen. We got more on this story. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. This is Joyce.
And Gary Franzi.
We'll be right back.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. We're talking today about the news, and so that you can get this news every day, please support the Power Mall. The FR300 emergency crank radios are still on sale. They're normally $50. They are now $24. What a good deal. I mean it. They are very impressive. Portable radio with flashlight, red emergency flashing LED, and a siren. Okay, and also AM/FM weather band radio. We're going to be talking about vegan burgers a little bit later, and I want you to know that they now come in Mylar bags for storage, which makes it awesome. So many people absolutely love these vegan burgers, including Catherine, our producer. You can ask her. They are awesome. They are so good. We have Dr. Sherry Rogers' book special and her products. The Arissa seasoning, if you've ever tried it, it is a 1.9 ounce in a bottle, and it's normally $5.15. It's on sale for $4.50. The turmeric shaker bottle, normally $4.78, on sale for $4. Right there, just put it next to the stove, and in all your food, whether it's raw or cooked, just sprinkle the turmeric, and you get your turmeric right there. It's easy to do. The garden seed special from White Harvest Seed. And also, remember that we have Purium still on sale. I hope I'm doing the right one. If not, well, anyway, I just did it. But please take advantage of getting these from the Power Mall. 877-817-9829. Also, Miracle 2 on special at the Power Mall, and everybody loves that. And get it in the two times or three times concentrated, because you will save at least $20 to $30 on shipping, because you will only have one bottle. And if you get the three times concentrated, you just need a very tiny amount to put in, like, your shower bottle that you're going to use, or in your cleaning bottle, whatever, or your laundry. Use a very, very small amount, believe me. So give us a call at 877-817-9829 or go to thepowermall.com. Let me just finish up with the Harry Reid phony, I was exercising with a resistance band in my bathroom story. This is so disgusting, ladies and gentlemen. And pretty much everybody has known that that story did not work. Here's what kinds of damages he had. He had his right eye, he's practically blind now in his right eye as a result of that. The bone over his eye was broken. He had a shoulder injury. He had, I mean, just incredible injuries for a resistance band. Are you kidding me? Well, that's what they're saying. Well, Breitbart went and got the plans for his house and pictures of the interior of his house that he just bought in July, a $795,000 house, which in Nevada, you can get a lot of house for that price. Anyway, they got the pictures of his bathroom, not his bathroom, but of the model house, like his bathroom, and there is no way. It is a total glass shower. You couldn't connect anything to it, because if you did and you moved it, the whole shower would come down. So this was no home exercise accident, ladies and gentlemen, and it takes a lie to support another lie. Just think about that. When we've got Harry Reid and his "I lied about why I got hurt," I'd like to know what the real story is. Gary?
Joyce, that brings me to my next story about government corruption. And Zero Hedge has just come out with an exhaustive list. We do not have enough time to get into all these points about the rampant corruption in government. And this is where your tax dollars are going, folks. Think about this if you are filing this year. I'm just going to run through this quick. Senior SEC employees spent up to 8 hours a day surfing adult porn websites instead of cracking down on financial crimes. Nuclear Regulatory Commission workers watch pornography instead of cracking down on unsafe conditions at nuclear plants. How does that make you feel? I mean, that's terrifying. NSA spies pass around homemade sexual videos and pictures that they've collected from spying on the American people. Also, NSA employees have been caught using their mass surveillance powers to spy on love interests, such as girlfriends and obsessions or former wives, and to eavesdrop, of course, on the American soldiers' intimate conversations with their wives back home. Also, an employee of the Transportation Security Administration admitted, this is on the record, admitted that TSA agents share and laugh at nude scans of passengers. Also, investigators from the Treasury Office of the Inspector General found that some of the regulators' employees surfed erotic websites, hired prostitutes, and accepted gifts from bank executives instead of actually working to help the economy. The list goes on and on, Joyce. This is what's happening in America today. Mm-hmm. And if you're going to go ahead and do the research, if you're going to try and find these things, guess what? The Internet, Joyce, is very likely going to change. Google, you know, they have a practical monopoly on the Internet. And now, see, when you go to a Google website and you type in a search engine, the way that Google ranks information is based on links. How many links are on that page, and how many people are pointing at that page? So they base it on popularity, Joyce. Well, Google has a new way to bury stories down the memory hole. And so this is how, if your news website or your blog doesn't line up with, quote, mainstream perspectives, No one will see it. It will be buried. And this is based on a new algorithm where Google will fact check based against their, quote, knowledge vault. Okay? Google will fact check based on the knowledge vault to see if it lines up with mainstream perspectives. And if it doesn't line up, guess what? You get dumped down the page, dumped down the page, dumped down the page. So what that means is if you're going to be posting information about vaccines, you're going to be posting information about 9/11 truth, you're going to be posting real information about Benghazi, guess what? If it doesn't line up with the, quote, official story, it's going to get dumped down the memory hole.
Whoa.
Yeah. So that we have to move away from these massive search engines, places like StartPage, IxQuick. They have alternatives. There are alternatives, and we have to start using them.
Absolutely. Please, ladies and gentlemen, don't use Google. I mean, unless you know what you're doing, and if you want to take the risk, then do it. But realize that they have to start hiding this information before long. They absolutely must. If you have a smart meter and you are concerned about the safety, well, guess what? You should be, because major explosion in smart meters. At the Power Hour News section, please go to thepowerhour.com and sign up for the email blast. Go to thepowerhour.com, sign up for the email blast, or go to the news section, because in Stockton, California, a power surge left thousands of people without power on Monday. All these smart meters exploded, about 5,000 of them. Can you believe that? The explosion started around 8:30 a.m. after a truck crashed into a utility pole, causing a surge. And I want you to see the video and actually see what they look like, because it'll scare the living daylights out of you. I mean, if we didn't have enough to worry about now, your smart meter exploding is an issue. And the customers in more than 5,000 homes, they will get their power back on as soon as they can fix them. But guess what? It wasn't just sounding like a bomb going off and all these smart meters imploding and exploding, but inside their houses also, the electrical outlets began to smoke and to get damaged. So who's going to pay for all of this? Well, that's a question a lot of people are asking right now. Of course, they may replace the smart meter, but if you're smart, you're going to say no smart meter. And look at how you can do that and how you can stand up for your rights. Harry?
That's an interesting segue into, if you don't have electricity, guess what? It's going to be dark in your house. And now a team of biohackers, body modification individuals, they've figured out how to, you won't believe this, Joyce, inject your eyeballs with night vision. That's true.
And who wants to be the first one to step up for that experiment?
Well, apparently somebody did. They became a human guinea pig, and what they did is they dropped 50 microliters of CE6, which is a sort of chlorophyll, and it's actually extracted from deep sea fish. And what they did is they put it in a turkey baster. They dropped it in this guy's eyes, and then within about an hour, they took him out into a forest, and he could actually make out shapes and individuals and people out in the distance. Now, it was a temporary situation. But this is like a comic book reality that's coming to an eye doctor near you.
Oh, I can't even imagine. I can't even imagine. But, you know, man wants to be God, and God doesn't want to be man. He already is. He has already created what we are supposed to have. But man has decided they are going to be God, and that is exactly what they attempt to do on a daily basis. We hear more and more of these issues. Jade Helm, the upcoming National Guard, it's going to be National Guard probably, and U.S. Army and Special Forces and everybody else. Soldiers with the National Guard's 143rd Airborne invaded the North Texas Regional Airport, which was held by hostiles as part of an assault landing exercise. The airport takeover falls in line with a scenario outlined in the U.S. Army's upcoming operation, Jade Helm 15. You can see that at the Power Hour News section and the email blog. It's a pretty scary scenario, ladies and gentlemen, and it's going to be happening all over the country. And I'm sure, I don't know, I mean, there are a lot of people, Gary, that are believing that this could be the beginning of martial law. Your thoughts on that?
Joyce, I just filed a report yesterday. I'll get you the link to it. Fort Lauderdale, just this past weekend, conducted mock FEMA camp roundup drills in downtown using Black Hawk helicopters, white vans, single file lines of Americans marching through the streets. The video is absolutely terrifying. And, I mean, people are up in arms about this. I've done documentary films about FEMA camps and their existence and how existing municipal structures can be used and converted. That's a whole other show. But these are the conditioning factors to train our American troops, our troops, to be turned against the American people.
Uh-huh. And it's a very real life scenario. When you take all of the special forces, the tops of each of the military, and you put them together, and you need to do it in the United States because it has to be done domestically, and you use your own people for this experiment, they say, it can turn and go live in a heartbeat. Cover a few things that I want to talk about with respect to the German wings crash before we have our guests come on at the top of the hour, because there's a couple of background things I just want to get in the news section here, and that is allegedly a SIM card has been found, a SIM card from a telephone. Now remember, they can't find the voice recorder, but they found a SIM card. And looking back on the news, I was able to find out that a lot of people are questioning that there was an explosion. Of course, that talk died down when they said, suicide, suicide, plane went into the ground, and yet there is no hole, there is no area where the plane went into the ground, there is nothing but little tiny pieces all over the area. But, oh, you know, it's amazing, Gary, how they can find a passport or a SIM card. Now, the whole idea behind the SIM card is there's a video of what happened in the plane in the last few minutes. So yesterday on CNN, it was breaking news. A video has been released to Bild magazine and Paris Match magazine, which, ladies and gentlemen, please understand, just to give you an idea of what Paris Match magazine, yesterday on the cover of Paris Match magazine was Prime Minister from the UK, David Cameron.
David Cameron.
Cameron, yes, thank you. David Cameron with one of the Kardashian ladies with a see-through dress and large breast. So that was what their cover of their magazine was yesterday. So that gives you an idea of what Paris Match magazine and Das Bild is like. That's where they're getting their news from. And that's what CNN is quoting. So yesterday, all day long, it was breaking news. A video has been released. And it showed, they said, somebody in the very back of the Airbus 320. If you've ever been on an Airbus 320, it's a very long aircraft. And they said you could hear the metallic noise of the guy in the front knocking the door down. Well, first of all, with aircraft noise, I don't believe that you could have probably heard that all the way to the back, but that's what they said, so we're supposed to believe that. Then they said you could hear people screaming, and then you could hear the wing hit a mountain, and then people screamed again, and then there was nothing. So, of course, Richard Quest, the alleged airline expert, comes on TV and says, well, just how bad do you think the families want to know this was? I mean, how bad can we tell them how bad it was and how much they suffered? How much should we tell them? And I'm thinking, what are you talking about? That is just inhuman for you to be doing that. And, of course, it's suicide, suicide, SSRI drugs, and they're okay as long as they're monitored. No, they're not okay. So I told you I would tell you the four SSRI drugs that are allowed for U.S. pilots to take. They are allowed to take Prozac, Lexapro, Zoloft, and Celexa. Now, as I recall, those are the four from the research that I did that our pilots are allowed to take. They can only take one. If they take two, they have to get special permission. Really? I don't want them taking any. Because you know what? If they're that depressed and they need an antidepressant, guess what? They might take a plane and fly it into the ground. But, of course, we're never supposed to think that that could possibly happen because antidepressants only help people, right? Wrong.
Yeah, you know those. You know, I keep going back to those commercials I see on TV when you see the happy guy jogging down the street, and the underlying audio is, you know, if you feel sad, then you might you need this pill, but you might have suicidal thoughts. I'm a little nervous about pilots taking those kinds of pills, even for you know, for depression. But if it's going to cause suicidal thoughts,
no, I'm against.
Off, yeah.
Anybody taking them? What about, you know, because now they're saying, well, we're going to have to, you know, evaluate pilots. What about doctors? What about bus drivers? What about train drivers? All these things. Now
wow.
It's going to get into, you know, nobody should be taking them, really. One other thing, as they kept saying, breaking news, a video has been released. Then guess what? At 5 p.m. yesterday, they started breaking news. They say the video was never released. So now it is a phony story, but yet they've been covering it all day yesterday. Then in the evening, they kept doing breaking news. A video has been released, but then they're now denying it. And then today it was breaking news. A video was released, and they're denying it. And I'm talking about the French media and also the French prosecutor saying that there was chain of custody for all of this. That means you have to write down who touched it, where it went, what happened to it. And yet Bild magazine, the Inquirer of Germany, got a hold of it. And they were able to take the SIM card and go and get it reproduced or the video off of it. Well, ladies and gentlemen, a lie requires another lie to support it. And have you noticed that CNN is asking questions that you want answers for so they can build a defense to it? That's what they're doing. Now, when we come back from this break, I've got some sad news about one of our guests that we have lost. Hopefully, will be helping us from somewhere else. We'll be back after this 3-minute break. This is Joyce and Gary. We'll be right back.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction
transition your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you so very much for joining us, caring about your world and doing the next right and honorable thing. I am so sorry to have to tell you all that one of our very special guests is no longer going to be joining us, Dr. Gwen Scott. I received word yesterday that she has passed. And I want to thank Bridget for sending us the information that she had some type of a spinal disease and that she passed with no pain. And she was so grateful for the Power Hour and what we have done for her video and documentary to get it out. And I told her that we will definitely want to continue that and make sure that it gets out to those of you out there who want to know natural remedies, because Gwen Scott did this documentary that is just incredible. I mean, it has got so many good things in it on how you can use, you know, natural things at home. It's a three-disc set, and it's on sale at the Power Mall for $35.50. And, of course, remember Dr. Gwen Scott was also the one who taught us about fossil shell flour and how we can use that in Morgellons disease and against chemtrails. And the fossil shell flour is also on sale. She was going to be on the show with us, and that's why we had contacted her. And so sad to find out that she has passed. So they said that she has moved on. And we're just really sad. She was an amazing lady, and she cared so much about her people. And I'm sorry to get moved by this, but she really, really gave and gave and gave. And Natural Medicine DVD is available at the Power Mall. Give us a call at 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. On DVD 1 is Emergency Remedies. Number 2 is Designer Supplements. And number 3, Kitchen Remedies. And I mean, it is really impressive if you haven't seen it. Gary, what have you got for us? We don't have much time, but we're going to move into this next hour. And of course, Rebecca Roth is going to be joining us. What you got for us?
Well, the last story on my plate here is that CNN and MSNBC are fighting over last place in cable news. Like two children fighting over the last scraps at the dinner table. And, well, Americans are just turning off those guys because they know that they are, well, they're corrupt, they're not telling the truth, and they come to places like the Power Hour to get it.
That's right. That's what we're all about, ladies and gentlemen, is the truth. And if it bothers you to hear a different side of the story, then, hey, go back to CNN or MSNBC or whatever, because we have people like Rebecca Roth that are going to join us. And what a story she has to tell, not only about German wings, but of course she has been focusing on 9/11 also. She was an international flight attendant in the past, and she has studied, I mean vigorously studied, the issues of what happens with what happened with 9/11 when she became awake with that. And of course, I know Phil Restino and some other people say that she should have awakened a lot earlier to the 9/11 issue, but that's neither here nor there, because what we're doing now is looking at what we can do to expose this. And she has a book called Methodical Illusion. So we're going to bring on at the top of the hour Rebecca Roth to help us understand. And she does have some absolutely shocking news regarding what took place in German wings, she believes. And also the information they're trying to feed you that just doesn't make any sense. Now, I want to know, where are the rest of the flight attendants and where are the other pilots? Because there are so many people that need to be seeing, that should see through all of this and be willing to talk about it. But are they withholding the information? Are they saying, well, I don't want to ruin my job? What are they doing? Where are the whistleblowers? Are they afraid? or will they come out? All I can say is I hope they will. So we're going to be joined by Rebecca Roth, and then a little bit later on 9/11 also, the latest news on that with Richard Gage, 9/11 A&E. We'll be back after this 1 minute, 10 second break with Rebecca Roth.